devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Happier Happy Hour. It rolls on. Your phone calls, they're probably welcome here at 844-967-2789. Although, you know, some calls more welcome than others. I told you, I'm telling you the truth here. So, you know, I see you, CJ. You may stew for a bit, but I see you. Dom, I wanted to throw this out there. We talked about Gabelman. And as he was issuing his interim report and giving his public testimony, you know, unlike the testimony he's requesting via subpoena, private testimony down at the liposuction clinic in Brookfield. But he gave some public testimony. And some of it was striking in its erroneous nature. And I want to bring one to your attention. Remember when he said there was 100% voter turnout at the nursing homes? And then later he kind of hedged a little and said 95 to 100%. Well, you know, some people do math for a living. And Milwaukee Elections Commission Executive Director Claire Woodall-Vogg questioned Gabelman's claim of 100% turnout at some nursing homes in Milwaukee County. So she actually went to the voting records, Dom, the receipts, if you will. Here's what she found. Woodall-Vogg looked at all nursing homes in the city, finding turnout collectively was 100%. No, 79%. That's substantially lower than 100%, like 20%.
Wrong!
Of the 32 she reviewed, four had turnout of more than 90%. The highest was 97%. So there is a singular incident that would actually clear the threshold that Gabelman claimed was the overall turnout percentage, because, you know, he's trying to make it sound real bad. Gabelman's report said his office vetted 30 nursing homes in Milwaukee County, understanding there are only 32 in Milwaukee, as part of the review of the 2020 election. It didn't detail which ones were reviewed, and the Gabelman report notes, as more facilities were studied, the percentages may change. It looked at 1,084 voters at 30 Milwaukee County homes. A Gabelman spokesman didn't immediately return a call today seeking details on the erroneous math.
Well, not immediately. Huh? I'm sure that's forthcoming.
Unless it's Patrick Marley asking, of course. Woodall-Vogg said she began her review after Gabelman made his claim. It includes 1,332 votes cast by residents at the 32 homes. That's all of the Milwaukee homes. She compared the number of votes cast at each home to the number of active registered voters at each facility on November 3rd, 2020. That produced a turnout of 79%. The spreadsheet she put together also includes the number of voters whose registrations are currently inactive, but were active on November 3rd, 2020. She said it's common for registrations to go inactive. Here's the sad part, Dom, as nursing home residents die or move. Her suspicion is Gabelman compared the number of votes cast at some facilities to the number of currently registered voters. So he waited, you know, 4 or 5 months, said how many people are currently registered to vote, and compared that with the number from 5 months ago, even though across the state, you know, or across the county of Milwaukee or the city of Milwaukee, some people moved or died.
Some was that wrong?
Pandemic going on, apparently. Even pulling out those registrations deactivated since November of 2020, the election would leave turnout at 93% collectively at the 32 homes in the city. I just got frustrated, she said, Woodall-Vogg said, of Gabelman's claim that prompted her to compile the spreadsheet. And WisPolitics offers the complete spreadsheet. She did the math. She brought the receipts. The actual voting tallies. You know, if you look at the numbers, I thought they used to matter in elections.
Well, like, if you were actually trying to find out some information and not just grift off of the Wisconsin taxpayers, maybe. But, Curdy, let me bring it back around for you. Ron Hauer, H-E-U-E-R, the president of the Wisconsin Voters Alliance, who was a $3,250 a month paid investigator for Gabelman. Well, he was the investigator specializing, quote, on page 334 of the document dump from the judge, specializing in the nursing home and elder abuse leads. And what is Ron Howard's background to qualify him for such a prestigious role? Well, according to the LinkedIn, Ron has spent the last 43 years in the U.S. leisure travel arena in various executive senior positions. I mean, really? You think his background and his leisure industry qualified him, or was the fact that he was, you know, in charge of Wisconsin Voters Alliance?
Job.
I mean, come on, man. It is such a fiasco.
Dominic, under a Republican administration, he's nearly qualified to head up FEMA.
Way to go, Brownie. Hell of a job.
844-967-2789. CJ, you've been very patient. I want to hear you defend either Trump not crapping his pants or the Gableman report. Your choice. What do you got for us, CJ?
Hi, CJ.
Wow, what an option.
Do you think Trump probably crapped his pants, CJ? I mean, let's be honest. I would have, had I been at 28,000 feet and a plane blew its motor, I would have defecated. I'm just saying.
Well, I would have hoped that I was wearing diapers myself, I guess. But
well, that's a good thing for Trump then, CJ.
While I was on the plane, that'd be pretty scary. You know, you guys are, I love your show, but it's kind of like watching The View. Did you know we're almost ready to go to a third world war? You guys haven't mentioned Ukraine or our failed president since you've started talking. I can't believe it.
Well, now you've brought it up, CJ. What's your point?
Yeah, you have a question? What would you like to discuss?
You're actually concerned about taxpayers wasting their money on an investigation?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
you used to be too, CJ.
If it was the investigation of Scott Walker's illegal campaign coordination with third-party groups, I think they called that the John Doe, CJ, you'd have an entirely different tune going on. And don't tell me suddenly you're calling in sympathy for the Ukrainian people.
Yes, exactly. I'm very concerned about him because of this failed president and his policies.
I thought your guy was on Team Putin.
You're the guy who was the one that was supposed to be able to go toe-to-toe with him, remember? And he won. Who's president right now?
All right, CJ, let me ask you a question. What would you like to see done? If it was you or Donald Trump or your Republican president, what reaction would you have? What would you suggest right now?
You know what? It never would have happened.
Well, that's not an answer, CJ.
Right. I mean, hypothetically.
Never,
okay, but here's where we're at. What maybe it wouldn't have happened because, you know, Putin had Trump in the
Georgia
White House.
It happened
his guy.
In 2008 yeah, under blah, Bush, blah, dude. Blah. It's not like Russia's never been aggressive.
Well, I mean, listen, it's one thing to criticize, CJ, but what's your solution? I mean, I got a couple of thoughts, but I want to hear what you have to say.
They're two steps behind as usual. They're now considering cutting off energy and money to Putin.
He said that yesterday, CJ. Where were you when Biden made the announcement nationally that we're cutting off Russian oil?
A bipartisan agreement, CJ, by the way, but please continue.
You know what? We pumped 1.2 million barrels more in 2019 than we do right now. This executive order, Putin watched Biden in Afghanistan, guys. You can whitewash it all you want, but this president and
you're complaining about us, and you're still talking and whining about Afghanistan, CJ. You got to get a new playlist.
Well, I mean, listen, CJ, do you agree with Trump? You know, should we just paint our F-16s and our jets and our stealth? I'm not sure if we have stealth jets going in there. What matter an insignia would be on it to fool the Russians to think it was China? I mean, is that? That's what your former commander-in-chief, that was his bright idea, CJ. So unless you come back with something besides an asinine comment like that, if you have criticism, I get it, man. These are tough spots. But I tell you what, I'm so glad that this guy, Biden, is in office and not the last guy. Because at least Biden can bring some community, bring Europe together. This has been a foreign policy victory in that sense. Now, obviously, you have a nuclear...
Trump would have withdrawn from NATO in his second term.
He tried to do it right off the bat. And you have a nuclear power invading a non-nuclear power. And if we start bombing, if we do a no-fly zone, quote-unquote, I mean, we are now engaging directly with another nuclear power. And CJ, I'd really like to know how you think that ends. But you're going to have to call in again some other time.
There's nobody bigger or better at the military than I am.
844-967-2789.
Bobby, look, I'm the military.
Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Oh, God. Bite me, CJ. Try getting your facts straight. I think we've got oil companies have not exercised 9,000 leases that they have already, and they have the capacity to be pumping more oil at this moment right now within our borders than they are actually doing, and refining more in these borders than they're actually doing. So just bite me on that policy, CJ.
Well, and if I may, real quick, Mark, before you go on your next point, and I'm glad you brought that up, because CJ said, oh, you know, we're pumping this oil. Who's the we, dude? I mean, and you're talking about what? The U.S. government? We're not Russia, right? Trump doesn't control what Exxon does, nor does Biden. If anything, those guys have a little more influence on Trump and Biden. So it's not like, you know, these are companies that run their businesses. You cannot dictate to them legally in this country as to how many gallons they must pump or how many barrels they must pump. Go ahead, Mark.
Absolutely, and for it's no wonder that Gableman can't get the bottom to anything, because this bottom is so ample he can't get to the bottom of anything. That it's just ridiculous. You're listing the facts there on you know, the numbers that, you know, Gableman can't get right. And I took a quick look last night trying to find out, well, how many communities in Wisconsin took the Zuckerberg money. I saw 216, I think, is the figure I saw. And all I saw when I first went in is the Zuckerberg 5, from all these frigging right-wing websites and newsletters. They're pumping this stuff, you know, trumpeting about the Zuckerberg 5 and all the fraud there and the fraud there. And this is what, and those are the outlets that Gableman is turning to and calling that research. I mean, the Milwaukee County person, City of Milwaukee person, went on to actually did actual number crunching with actual data at the nursing homes and came up with the correct numbers. I mean, Gableman is, like you said, Gableman isn't doing anything except this largesse that he's giving out to all these right-wing idiots and hacks that are out there, and just want a hack job, taking advantage of us. And for the furniture, he brought that up. He says, this is not a permanent position. This is not a permanent office, even though it's going to probably turn into it. He should be renting this equipment or renting the facility. Right. It's actually got the furniture there. All he should be bringing in is some laptops and maybe a cushion to sit on the chair, because his ass is too fat to fit on the... You know, it would,
Mark, with that colorful thought, we're going to move on. Dominic, you mentioned Brian Fraley, the PR guy.
Well, Edge Messaging, yes.
I looked up Brian Fraley. Well, he was doing, all the way back in the Scotty Walker days, he was doing a little writing for the Right Wisconsin.
Yes.
Right Wisconsin. Yeah. That used to be Charlie Sykes thing, and then the heavyset guy looks a little like Abelman, could die on a toilet, you know. We weren't always positive.
Widgerton.
Well, apparently Widgerton couldn't make a financial go of it. Didn't have the same sort of support from the white.
Well, I think Widgerton has actually pushed back a little bit against the crazy.
Well, that was
righties,
his first crime,
and that was his first mistake, right? So to my understanding, he's pushed back a little bit. But I mean, if this were an actual investigation, all these investigators that are on the paywall would have to recuse themselves. I mean, because they're involved in partisan biased activity. This is not an objective, it's not an investigation. Let's just put it out there. The judge said it. Everyone should look at these documents. Every man, every woman should look at these documents and determine for themselves. There's jack squat there. So this is just a grift. It is a grift to give guys, the big grifter, like Trump, a reason to what? Tweet at Robin Boss yesterday. We can't tweet, but make the message. Oh, you know, respected, highly respected Gableman, Wisconsin, do the right thing. That's all this is. It's a joke. It's not an investigation. It's a joke. End it now, people. Good God.
No, CJ still believes in his heart of heart. He believes rigged election stolen.
Hallelujah, baby.
Come back, more devils. You can believe that, CJ. Don't let our true love go.
What did we do wrong? We did nothing wrong.
He called me fat and said I was going to die on a toilet.
Wrong!
The data you have is wrong.
Wrong!